Hello, everyone. This is Harley, and this is going to be like a mini ramble because I showed up to my massage appointment early because I was out of state when I made the appointment. So my phone decided to turn it to that time zone and not my time zone. So I have some time to kill. What I wanted to talk about was the, I guess, topic of, or area, I would say, of infidelity, or cheating, having an affair, whatever. So, my husband and I have had many, many discussions about bringing someone else into our sexual life, what little there is. And most of it has been, I don't know how to explain it. I don't share well. I'm not a good sharer. I'm an only child, so sharing is really hard for me sometimes, unless it's like a physical object thing and I want people to like me. So I share to get people to like me, which is really sad, but that's what I do. And, my husband is almost the exact opposite, is that he has no, he's not defensive, he's not really protective or jealous whatsoever, and I'm extremely jealous, and my jealousy, I think stems from my insecurity of I'm just insecure, basically, for some things, and when it comes to thinking about bringing someone else in, I used to not be okay with a girl, and I'm working on being more accepting of the thought of a girl doing stuff with the both of us, because I've done stuff with girls before, and I know that I wasn't his first, I was like his 8th girlfriend or something, I don't know. And I can't do that yet. I'm not secure enough in my status as wife, I suppose, to be comfortable with that. Because basically almost any woman to me is seen as a threat because it's a woman. So I know that he could marry her. And if it's a guy, like, technically he could marry him if he really wanted to, but I know that he wouldn't do that just because there's a whole bunch of consequences to that from his family, and it's just a weird thing in my head. So thinking about bringing someone in, I'm the super sexual one, and I'm sorry there's people that are driving away next to the car. I'm the super sexual one, and he is, like, not sexual at all. So, as a threesome-wise, we would do stuff, but I think mostly we've talked about it being between me and the other guy. And this is, it's cool because we want it to happen, but it's, like, something that's really held us back for the longest time has been me and me worrying that I'm going to freak out when, after I do stuff with whatever person it is, and then I feel bad about it. Even with his consent, even with him being there, I'm still going to feel, I think that I will feel shitty. So it's a weird subject because it's like going back and forth, and then it's like, you know, I really want this, but at the same time, why do I want this? Do I want this because I'm just a stupid asshole that isn't satisfied with my husband, or is it because it's completely natural for us, for humans, to not be monogamous, or what is it? So it's just this kind of big jumbled mess in my head. And the interesting situation, and I guess another thing to add to it, is that in the past, I guess you could say I was not completely faithful, is a good way to say it. I did not have sex with anyone else. That must be important. That does not mean that I didn't do bad things. I have this problem where when I get into situations, I don't think, and I kind of just go with it because I'm listening to what I want in that moment. I'm not thinking about the husband. I'm not thinking about other things or like logic or safety or things. I'm thinking about, I want this. And then that's what it is. The furthest I've gone with someone else when I wasn't supposed to, that wasn't cleared by said, by husband, was, I don't know. I think just fingering. Fingering, and I think hand job and making out. In our car, which was a big no-no. And I told him, right after it happened, on all cases, well, one of the cases was an ongoing thing, and this is, like, when I was in high school, so, 6, 7, 8 years ago, sometime, so it was a while ago, and I still feel like shit. I still feel like the worst person in the world, because I'm such a dumbass, and it's really embarrassing, and like, if I could punch myself in the face and beat the shit out of myself, I totally would, because that's how bad I feel. And that doesn't even cover all this stupid emotion shit that's in my stomach that I can't explain. So, with all of that, and the fact that he's still willing to talk about these things and everything, and he knows that he doesn't have the same sex drive as me. And he wants me to be satisfied. And he knows that, he believes, slash knows, that he can't do that. So, it's just complicated, because I battle with, I have this bad past of being a dipshit, and I have these urges where I just look at people, and I just want to fuck people. Like, I don't want a relationship. Relationships are a pain in the fucking ass. And they're really hard sometimes. And I have enough emotional shit going on with whatever the fuck is happening in my, like, early midlife crisis. And then dealing with the husband and dealing with family and all that stuff. I don't want to put another person on that. So I basically just want to fuck and have, like, a friends with benefits type of thing. But that's hard because, A, so I have friends who find me attractive and have been trying to get in my pants for a long time. And I love them. And they're, well, one of them, at heart, they're good people. And I adore them. One of them is making poor life choices. And the other one is going into the Navy. So he's getting super fit, which is amazing. And he always texts me when he wants to get laid. And I'm like, I love you too. But no. Because things. And he's like, yeah, because you're married. And I'm like, that's not the reason why. And then he gives me shit and says, oh, well, I'm too big for you anyways. And I'm like, I wouldn't say that. You never know. Like, it fit in my mouth pretty good when I gave you head. Which was one of the times, well, no, that's not true. That was not a cleared time. But I think that I give good head. I've heard that I've give good head. So I'm just going to take the words from other people's mouths and not whatever. So, yeah, so it's just a really shitty situation because I want to have sex. Like, I want to have a lot of sex every day, all the time. And I'm sure that after, like, 2 days of it, I would probably get tired and I'd be like, fuck off, I don't want to do this. But just having the availability to do that, because I've never, since my husband is the only person that I've ever been with, I've never been with someone that matches my own sex drive. So I've never been able to just do it whenever I want, and, like, all I have to do is just look and be like, hey, let's go. And that's it. Like, I'm sure, like, I can be more seductive than that. But generally, with husband boy, it's easier for me to just say, hey, are you seducible? Which is a thing that happens on a consistent basis. Which sounds really stupid, and it's completely not sexy. But it's just how we work, and that's fine. And he says, yeah, maybe later. So I'll put effort into doing something or whatever. And if not, then it's just like, okay, I'm just going to go get off. And the situation that I am in at the moment, is, and I will have to end this soon, is that I am getting a massage. I'm about to get a massage. That was my appointment. And this guy is this guy that I've known for, fuck, how long? I've known him for a few years because I met him the summer after my dad passed away in 2012. So, almost 3 years, at the end of this summer. And he's a really cool guy and he's super spiritual, like, not a god person, more like chi and all that stuff. And chakra nonsense. Sorry, not nonsense, not offensive. Sorry. And we're attracted to each other, and we've openly talked about being attractive to each other, and we've kind of fooled around. Well, the situation is that I have 100% clearance to have sex with this guy and fool around with this guy from husband. Him and my husband, or massage guy and husband guy, have talked about this because husband guy got a massage. And they talked about how husband doesn't care about me doing stuff with him specifically. So clear on all accounts of that side. And then second problem-ish is that massage guy is in a relationship that he's been in for a while with a girl. They're not married. And they have a kid because she got knocked up by accident. So I was freaking out because I'm like, you know what, I don't want to get in between you two or cause, like, cheatiness because I don't want to be that person because I just, whatever. Because we both have, we're both really similar in the fact that we have, like, these huge sex drives and our people, significant others, don't. So it's a good situation because we're not looking for emotionalness, which we do. We do have a relationship, but it's more of a friendship with sexual attraction. And people say that boys and girls can't be friends without sex, and that's not true. Which, this situation is not proving that, but it's true. So, I'm coming to a point, because he's talked about his relationship with her, and just how she's told him, I'm okay with you doing other things with other people. That's fine. If you want to go have sex, that's fine. And I think the situation is that he believes her, and she believes herself, but she doesn't, like, she's gonna get butthurt if she finds out that he did stuff with someone else, you know? And, which is totally understandable. And I want to be respectful of that, but at the same time, I find out that she went out with this other guy from, like, high school, and they kissed and made out, and then she just tried to blow it off with him. She didn't even tell him, actually. He found out because he was reading through stuff, which I usually don't support, But he just let it go. And he didn't get mad. It was just one of those, like, huh, you totally didn't tell me about that kind of a thing. So I don't know if she still, I don't know if she knows that he knows or what the situation is. But I think I'm to the point where I just don't care because she has this attitude of where she's like speaking for him saying, well, we don't like quickies. And he's like, no, you don't like quickies. I like quickies. And she's like, excuse me? And there's just moments where I'm like, why? I just don't understand. And he says that, what? That he's actually thought about taking the kid and just not being with her anymore, which is a really big thing. And that is kind of the part that is telling me, you know, I guess it would be okay to do stuff because if they're not really in a relationship where he feels the need to stay with each other, then I guess that's kind of okay. And that's shortchanging her, but I want to get laid by a person that's not my husband. And which that makes me feel bad. So it's just FUBAR is what it is. FUBAR. Yeah. So that's my ramble and dilemma and just all over shittiness. I apologize for this being loud because I've been holding it, so it's been closer to my face than normal because I'm in my car. So, yeah. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for listening.